This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's postponed tonight. It will be a split day-night doubleheader tomorrow. Damn. So if you had tickets to tonight's game, your ticket is good for 105 tomorrow, and then tomorrow's normal 6:45 game goes on as scheduled.
What if I got to work tomorrow?
Well, then you're screwed, Ike. It says it on the ticket. That it could be postponed, and then it says you're screwed
right after. Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. It is what it is. It looks like rain will clear out late tonight, and they should be able to get both of them in there tomorrow. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. This poll has been sitting at the same spot pretty much all day. Will you be upset if the Phillies don't retaliate against the Braves? It's basically 50-50. 51.7% say yes.
And they got two shots tomorrow.
Yes, they got two shots. They should hit them in both games.
Now, is this going to be the lead on WIP tomorrow, too?
Oh, that they got to hit them today?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good lead up to the first game.
It could be.
I think.
So take notes,
Julio. Yeah, maybe the morning show does. Yeah, morning and midday guys.
Now, let me ask you this. If they hit somebody tomorrow, does it lessen the impact because maybe they feel bullied into doing something? Like, does it feel like
when they had
fan service?
Like when they had the team meeting?
Yes, when we bullied them into a team meeting by booing them.
Because it's fans.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the person who thinks I'm speaking for all the fans.
I don't bet you are.
I am.
You have the microphone. I'm certainly not.
We want the way that we feel validated as well.
Right.
So there's frustration from us as fans about our star player being hit and nothing being done about it. So if it's done tomorrow in the 1 o'clock game and we feel like we pushed it,
even better.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Okay.
Feel even more vindicated.
That's fair. 215-592-9494.
You're going to start suggesting lineups and everything after that.
Torin and Souderton, you're on WIP.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Hi. Not bad.
Hi, guys.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, get over yourself. All right, so I got some takes. You ready?
Wait, hold on. This is a first-time caller?
No, he's the guy that had Howie Roseman. He slept in Howie Roseman's clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are. You sound like Howie.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Say 100%,
man. 100%,
man.
Oh, he did make sure he didn't sound like
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Cowboy Jim.
Ew. You're mean and gross, but whatever.
Okay.
All right.
You have takes. Okay.
So, the Eagles are definitely going to win at least three more Super Bowls in the next 5 years.
Oh. At least three.
Three more?
I apologize. Three. They're going to win three within the next 5 years.
Okay.
You mean they're going to get their third Super Bowl?
No, they're going to win three more.
That's what I'm
saying.
I'm wondering if that's
what
he's saying.
Jack. Also, I hope you're...
Interesting.
I'm not buying your book now, man.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, it's okay. I hope your children eat water sandwiches.
Oh, they already are.
Sandwiches.
Wow.
They already are. Honestly, I think the Eagles are going to continue with their success. The Flyers, who I am a big fan of and have been for 10 years plus, it's tricky, and I really enjoyed your new rendition of Flyers on 50.
You mean
Morgani?
Morgani in a minute? Minute of Morgani?
Yeah, you guys did a great job there. That was fantastic.
Thanks.
That's really tricky there. I don't know.
Are you talking about Carter Hart? Is he talking about that being really tricky, or what is really tricky?
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah. He could have done something really horrible. If he did something really horrible, it's going to be hard to sign him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do trust Danny Briere explicitly.
Okay.
And the reason, there's multiple reasons, but he makes really good shish kebabs, an insider of the year.
There is something so wrong with you.
I'm just a man. I'm a carpenter, you know?
Yeah.
I'm out here.
Yeah, no shot.
You are not a carpenter. There's no chance.
I absolutely
chance.
Am.
No, you're
what
not.
Are you talking about?
No shot.
No.
Nope.
No?
No.
No.
Well, they're not buying it.
What do you mean I'm not a carpenter?
There is no chance you're a carpenter. I know what, look, I'm not a guy who works with my hands and I can't do stuff around the house, and you are in that club, buddy. I can we can spot each other from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you kind of look like me, but
yeah.
No, no, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work with my hands, have been my whole life.
Mm. No, not buying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, any other takes?
Yeah. So the Phillies, I don't trust them.
Okay. Okay.
No, I just don't. It, for multiple reasons, like the salary cap is a struggle for fans.
There's no salary cap in baseball.
I know that. That's okay. What I'm saying. It's a struggle.
Okay.
Charlie Manuel has split a lot of money into it. And we're not. I don't know his name because I don't care.
Did you just
about,
say Charlie Manuel?
Yeah, it's not.
No, John Middleton. Are you doing a bit, or is this really the way you are?
No, this really is who I am. Hi.
I just think that other carpenters on the job would kill you if you
what?
Were like
no.
this. Yeah.
Well, I don't do it in front of them. I'm doing it for you, though.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, Howie.
Oh no. No, I'm not Howie.
All right. Are we done with this?
Do we need him to call back more often?
Yeah.
Or not?
No. So my last take is Danny Breyer is
going
to make the Flyers. No, hold on. Just give me 30 more seconds, please.
Go! Say it!
Oh, all right. Danny Breyer is definitely going to get the Flyers going. He has to, or else he's going to lose his job. We've
That's
seen it over and
take.
Over and over again.
All right.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman is definitely getting the Eagles on the right track. I have nothing to say about basketball because I am not a basketball fan.
Do you have anything to say about hockey, football, or baseball?
Yeah, baseball sucks.
All right. All right.
Go Birds.
All right.
Go Birds.
Go.
Yep.
That guy, he creeps me out.
Yeah. So if you... This call was...
I do not remember his call.
So he called about a month ago.
I mean, and, seriously.
So he gave this very long story with no punchline about his wife working at a consignment shop.
Uh-huh.
And he named Howie Roseman's wife.
I remember
and
this.
And he said Howie Roseman's wife used to bring clothes there at the consignment shop.
Yes.
And that he bought Howie's shirt and he slept in it?
He slept in it.
Yeah, I do remember.
And he said he kept
now.
Saying over and over how he's very clean.
He was very clean. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That guy, should be on a watch list.
Because I went silent on the call.
You did,
as
a smart man would.
But I
when Spike and I show up missing, that's the first guy you look for.
I can't hang up on a guy like that. I can't. I know
so
something's
bad you
coming.
You have to keep it there, yes.
Yeah, well, he could say, even when he was doing the whole story about Howie Roseman and his wife in that second, I was like, this isn't something I should allow on the air, but I can't hang up on him. I can't. And he sounds just like Howie. He sounds like
and
a guy
Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, he sounds like he's doing an impression of both those guys. All right, we will get to you the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings right after I talk to you about your home. I just moved and realized when I moved in, it was after we bought the house, but before we moved in, I was like, oh, these windows are old. This isn't going to work. And I'm going to need new windows. I knew who to call. I called Guida. Go Guida. That's what I did. Also, front entry door needed one of those too. Wish I knew all this stuff before I bought it. Wish I looked more closely, but I didn't. And thanks to Guida, they made this entire project a lot easier for me to do. So if you need to do it, which you probably do, you call Guida today, you're going to get 20% off every window and 20% off every door. That's right. And what those new windows are going to do is they are going to send your energy bills down because it's going to keep the hot air out during the summer. It's going to keep the cold air out during the winter. Same with your insulated front entry door. The other thing that these things do is they make the value of your home go up. The new windows, everybody's happy with if you happen to sell your home. And the front door, it's the first thing people see. You're getting 20% off all that stuff. You're also going to get to start that project with no money down, zero money out of pocket, and interest-free financing for up to 3 years. So call 877-GO-GUIDA because restrictions, there are some. limited time. There is a limited time. They can give you all the information on that. And while you're on the call, you get your no obligation free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. The eagerly anticipated Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Well, this had to be changed from the rankings that were submitted earlier.
On the fly?
On the fly had to be changed.
Wow.
I sent a text to all the voters. I was like, re-vote. And we have a new list. So you might remember Elliot was number 5 on last week's list.
Okay.
And the newspaper reporter was number 1. We have seen changes in the list.
Okay.
And there are only 4 on the list because only 4 deserved it this week.
Exactly.
It's only 4 on the list.
Yeah, yes. They didn't do anything this week.
Yeah, nobody did anything.
All right.
Sat on their hands.
Number 4, his first appearance, I don't know if ever, but in a while, Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation.
Too
BLG?
Tall.
BLG. Yeah, he is too tall for this list. He's like 6'8 or something. Yeah. He's a monster.
Hey.
He's a big dude.
I'm in favor of tall guys.
Well, but he's...
Yeah,
too
know.
Tall.
Yeah.
Someone say a waste of height.
Yeah. Are you dunking on somebody? No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you playing right tackle? No. What are you doing being that tall?
You're just blogging all day?
But he did get...
just blogging all
he
day.
He was the first to report that Bryce Huff was not at the OTAs.
He had quick Twitter fingers.
Yeah, which he is known to have.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in at number 3, Jason Kelce.
Wow.
Yep. What the hell did Kelce do?
Gave us the inside scoop on the morning show of his presentation.
Oh, yeah. With
for the Tush Push.
That was last week.
It was.
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
And he got himself back on the Eagles Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
By saving the Tush Push.
By saving the Tush Push.
Not my words. He was always on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Everyone else's
say,
words.
Who do we?
Because for some reason we decided we need to run Jason Kelce out of town.
Yeah, like, you know, it's about a month here that was weird with Jason
so
and the fans.
Weird.
I don't
so
I
weird.
Don't get it, but okay.
The biggest jump of the power rankings from 5th to 2nd, Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow. For what?
Well, his reporting today on OTAs was outstanding.
Always
and
is.
As he pointed out, he has started a trend. He has made
it's fair.
Training camp stats, something that other reporters do. By the way, Philadelphia reporters probably too embarrassed to do it because they know they're just ripping the guy off.
But they're stuck now.
Yes,
they're stuck. They're stuck.
Can't
what
do
can
it.
You do?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. But he can.
Yeah.
And he will. And I thought his report today at 4 o'clock that we had from OTS was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Shore Parks number 2, and coming in still at number 1, the newspaper reporter.
Now, did we keep Elliot at number 2? And not number 1, because for some reason he can't figure out that he's not talking into his microphone. He's talking into his MacBook microphone while he's standing there with a microphone looking like an idiot.
So I wasn't going to bring this up, but it is infuriating. When he's on Zoom...
He's not talking into that microphone?
He's talking into the mic, but the mic is not what we're hearing. We are hearing the regular computer mic. I can tell. I've been doing this podcast 12 years.
Yep.
Like, all it is...
It's prop.
It's very simple. When you go onto the screen, it says, what is your mic?
Well, yep. I do know that.
You know, when you go into Zoom, what's your mic?
Yep.
He's like, I can't figure it out. It's wrong. Every time I hear his, even when we did the show with him the day after the draft, it was not in his mic the entire time. He's holding the mic close to his mouth. If he took the mic and threw it across the room, he would sound exactly the same.
Does he notice?
I've told
we've
him
tried
before.
It's easy. He's not. We make fun of him for being 40, but he's not 60.
Yeah, he should be able to understand how to work the internet.
Oh my God. Well, y'all just broke news to me. I thought he was speaking into the mic.
Didn't mean to do that, but we had to bring it up.
I actually made a promise to myself after yesterday that I was going to be nice and supportive to Elliot today, which is why I didn't bring it up during the call. But Morgenstein, the next time he's on the internet like that and he's not talking, we don't get the mic, he's not allowed on. He's got a call. He's got to be on the phone. It drives me crazy. He's holding the mic like this. And it's complete. It might as well not be plugged in. Might as well be like a little kid that you give a controller for playing a video game. Man. It's not plugged in.
I swear I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
We're going from Torrin to okay, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are in the,
Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
Twilight Zone.
Yes, that's good.
I was trying to get in yesterday for the tier rankings, but I have a lot of Jalen Sets, and compared to his other counterparts. But hear me out. You can agree to disagree. That's all right. But here is what I value in quarterbacks. I average the 17-game stats, and I put in the playoff stats. Jalen, compared to the other four quarterbacks, I mean, Mahomes is in a tier of his own, I think. That should be his own tier. He's dominated for the last 7 years he started.
So are you not going to give Mahomes the stats, or yes?
Mahomes, I mean, he averages 5,200 yards and 40 touchdowns a season. above. It's a couple hundred above any other quarterback averages. And
he hasn't done that the last 3 years, by the way.
5,200 yards passing and 40 touchdowns a year? Are you nuts?
But the thing is, you guys don't realize, is Jalen Hurts has been a starter for the past 4 years. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson have started for 6 years. Mahomes has started for seven. So I think we're having the wrong conversations of what can Jalen do in these next couple years. Him and Joe Burrow are eerily similar. They've both made Super Bowl. Jalen's made two. In the playoffs, Jalen far outnumbers accomplishments and big game ability touchdown-wise.
You haven't said any stats. You said you were coming with stats. You haven't said any of them.
Hold on. In the playoffs, Jalen Hurts has 0.78 turnovers per game, and he scores 2.2 times per game for the playoffs. Yes, you can say tush push all you want, but 6 points is 6 points on the board, and it helps your team win. Lamar Jackson in the playoffs has a 37% winning percentage compared to Jalen Hurts is 66, Joe Burrow 72, and Patrick Mahomes 81% winning percentage. So
Joe Burrow has a higher winning percentage in the playoffs than Jalen?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And he's played seven games and Jalen has played nine. So I'd like to see a lot of the stats regulated. But
you'd like to see stats regulated?
Like the same amount of games played. To see where they compare.
This is just the worst case anybody's ever made.
The thing is, what do you value as your best quarterback?
I don't know. What do you value?
Winning.
I value winning.
There it is.
I value not turning the ball over, and I value scoring.
Okay. So you think it's completely the same thing, the tush-push touchdown and throwing a 23-yard touchdown pass. So let me ask you this. Okay. You love the dagger, right? The dagger. Do you think that touchdown pass should be measured? We're just talking about Jalen. Jalen's a tush-push touchdown from the half-yard line and Jalen throwing the touchdown pass to Devontae. Do you think those are like the same thing?
In this way, the quarterback puts 6 points on the board in both scenarios.
I know that. What I'm asking you is, do you think that those two things show the equal value of the player?
I do.
Okay. So let me ask you this. If they put AJ Dillon as and he was getting the snaps on the tush push, do you think that that makes him a good quarterback?
Is he going to be able to time the play? Is he going to be able to choose the right hole to go to?
Everyone can, yes.
Yeah.
There's other quarterbacks in this league that haven't been able to do that, so I don't know.
Well, they're okay. All right. I guess. You win.
Oh!
But he doesn't win. Yeah, what do you want me to say to him? I'm just like arguing with the second grader.
Also, keep going. Adoree is going to win the cornerback spot. I think it's going to be a good competition. I also think Sidney Brown's going to end up starting, but I think it's going to be a Cooper DeJean type thing. Is Makuba's going to come in this season and learn the defense, then start at the end of the season.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Good call, okay. I thought he was going to have – his stats were all over the place.
Well, what's going to be sort of weird to see?
What's that?
Or interesting to see. Not weird, I should say. What year is this for Reed? This is Reed's –
Fourth
year.
Reed Blankenship. Okay.
Yeah, Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
Is he – What's his contract status looking like?
I'm actually
they gave him an extension last year, right?
It was low money.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that? Yeah.
It's interesting to me he doesn't have a more secure deal here.
And the point that I'm thinking and making is that he may play himself out of here.
Oh, by being worth more than they want to pay.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's why you have young safeties in place.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to pay everybody $10 million a year.
Yeah.
So Reed, if he has a great year this year, and he's a free agent at the end of the year, like they have decisions to make because now you're saying, am I going to pay Jalen Carter and Reed Blankenship? And I got to pay Quinyon Mitchell coming up in another year, and I got to pay Cooper DeJean coming up in another year.
Possibly Nolan Smith, too.
Yeah, possibly like, Nolan Smith as well.
Like the market value for a, how old is Reed Blankenship, 27, 26?
He's going to be 26 this year.
Okay, so 26-year-old safety who's a three-year starter now, mm-hmm. who played on it, and by the way.
Two Super Bowls.
Yeah, by the way, the most solid, you know, the most reliable player yep. at that position
yep.
has to be, if I'm his agent, I'm not taking some Eagles-friendly,
and that's
you know,
what he did
deal.
Last year.
Yeah.
That's what he did last
year. If they're offering $4 million a year, I'll be, my guy could get
right.
3 years, $30 million on the open market. So he's got to think for himself at that point, you know.
Well, he was undrafted.
Yep.
He didn't come out and get a big signing bonus like everybody else, so I can't fault him if that's, you know what I mean? Like, if he's going to get a Milton Williams type of deal out there somewhere, like, he's going to take that.
Well, especially given they're paying all the money on the defensive line with Jalen Carter coming up. They paid Zach Bond. They're going to have to pay two cornerbacks. They can't
Jordan Davis. What are you going to do with Jordan Davis?
You can't pay everyone.
Can't pay everybody.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I was thinking about that when Elliot was talking about the safeties. I'm like, we got a lot of good young safeties back there.
It seems like you were zoned out during OK Andrew's stack
ball. Well, I was totally zoned out during that, yeah.
It's good there were no stats in it. He gave no
pivoted
stats.
Pivoted right to Reed Blankenship discourse.
He accidentally pointed out that Joe Burrow has a better winning percentage in the playoffs than Jalen.
Yeah, he didn't realize you said that. Yeah. He was like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're dealing with a pro here. All right. Hey, Jack, what is coming up in the top five of five?
You know, I was thinking about...
Oh, boy.
Oh God.
Is this another urinal one?
No.
Okay. All right.
That was an all-timer, by the way.
It kind of was.
Yeah. So I'm mailing in the rest of the week.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But the throwing at batters conversation that's been going on all day at the station, it got me reminiscing. And I have the five things I want to bring back in sports, like throwing at hitters.
Oh, okay.
This seems like a potential for a good one.
Could be.
Yeah, potential.
Potential. Potential. Always potential, yes. Potential.
Yeah, Reed does not have a contract after this year.
Yeah, so on spot track, it's void slash UFA.
Yeah.
Because obviously the Eagles are insane with how they, you know,
what is he getting paid this year?
Like $1 million?
$1.8 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I had to start the exciting Mike's podcast.
Yeah, get through this year healthy, Reed. I want Reed Blankenship to get a nice contract.
I like Reed.
He was and he liked our bread and butter, OK Andrew's bread and butter thing.
And Justin in Tennessee's Tennessee sayings.
He does, yeah. He's a good dude. I want them to sign him, but I also want to get a good contract. All right, top five at five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.